Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. And we're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Samach, and starting and finishing the very short, beautiful Siman Tov Reish Samach Aleph. We left off yesterday towards the end of Sif Aleph. We're in the middle of Dear Shu footnote number 2, with the third paragraph, which we had started to read. And we brought down that when people do the Hoshanis, when they're doing the circling around the Bima with the Sefer Torah on it, so it brings out from the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chaim Ubracha and the Elif Magain on the Mati Ephraim, Shiesh Lechos is Halulah B'yomin V'Esesru Esmol. You hold the Luv in your right hand with the Hadas and the Aravos, obviously, and Esrug in your left hand. The Ben Ish Chai says that people are making a mistake if they hold them all in one hand and hold the Siddur in the other hand. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you shouldn't do it that way. On the other hand, the Yofe Lalev brings down that it was the Minok Shlochim Bishas HaKofes Halulah V'Esesru Esmol B'yada Yomin, that they hold the Luv and the Esrug in their right hand and the Siddur in their left hand. And the Bikur Yaakov brings down the name of the Shilas Chuvas Ginas Vrodim, Shekacha Minok. This is the way that they did it. Elishosef, a Bikur Yaakov, Shaladato. His personal opinion was, Yeshlochu Shalol Ochzu Biarachas. We're concerned about the opinion, says not to hold them in the same hand. And this is all the opinion of the Stipler Gon, Lachuzom Biarachot, to hold it in one hand. And this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, Shiochel Hachzik is a Luv Yesu Biarachas, Yesasidu Biado Hasheni. You can do it that way. How long do you have to hold on to the lulav and esrog until you're done with those shanos? So the Bikur Yaakov says, and also the Sefer Chaim Ubracha said that you should hold them until after the Kaddish Tiskabel. Shebezel lo yiru all of arba aminim kimasui. It doesn't look like it's a burden to you. Shemanich miyad nachar shekimis mitzvah. Put it down in a minute. You're done with the mitzvah. So hold it on until after the Kaddish Tiskabel. The issue foot number 3 discusses, do you have to hold the Sefer Torah, o shiroi la'anicho al-gabi ha-bima? When we take the Sefer Torah out, we said we put it on the bima. Does somebody have to hold it, or you lie it flat on the bima? So the Prima Gordon brings down, in the Mishnah of Zov, shetzorich lachos es ha-Sefer Torah biyodo. Somebody should hold it. And he adds that Lavush brings down, shemanicho es ha-Sefer Torah ala bima. That the Lavush said you could put it on the bima. Nevertheless, he meant kavanoso, she'ochas above. Not that you lay it on the bima, but you hold it on the bima. V'das, the Gordon Rishon Zalman, Zatzal, she'im l'chol atzibur yesh lulav. Every single person in the tzibur has a lulav, and they all want to go around. Ve'mi she'achzik se'ziv v'torah. Then yanichu al habima. Then you can put it down on the bima itself. Amar shev shiruso o lechos se'ziv v'torah. Lo'ok yivus habima. If you have a choice, you can either hold on to the se'ziv v'torah or go around with your lulav and esrog. Which one should you do? So the se'ziv chaim ubracha brings down from the chidah. Odiv l'hachzik is a sefer Torah. It's actually preferable to hold a sefer Torah than to go around with the Hoshanis. Elo shehosef yedz shetov shiiti dchilul ish acher l'hachziko ashu yakiv sabima. Preferable in that situation. Let's say there's no ovel. An ovel typically is the one that holds it because he doesn't do the hakafos. Let's say there's no ovel, Baruch Hashem. So therefore, let one person hold the Sefer Torah while somebody else goes quickly around the bima, and then that other person who already went around the bima will take the Sefer Torah and let the first person who's holding the Sefer Torah go around the bima in that way. Ubezei yizakim shtein. This way you do both. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shein li yishtamit melachzik Sefer Torah. Don't be upset if you have to hold the Sefer Torah. Shagam melachzik Sefer Torah. Who can make it? He says the one who sold the Sefer Torah. It's like he went around anyway. On the other hand, the Kabbal Chaim brings down the Kundrus Achron. He says odiv lahakiv sabima. He says it's actually preferable to go around the bima, and therefore that's why we have an ovel or somebody else will hold the Sefer Torah, or you try to do what we mentioned that you do both. Let somebody hold the Sefer Torah and somebody else go around quickly, and then they switch. To put a lit candle into the Aron Kodesh after you take out all the Sefer Torah. So he says there are those that don't like that minhag. The Taz did not like that minhag. The issue foot number 4 comments on the fact that we said that the Chazan shouldn't turn his back to the Aron Kodesh and then walk around. So he says, how does a rabbi give a drasha with his back to the Aron Kodesh? So the Taz brings down that that's okay. Kivin she'sefer Torah nimtza b'rishus acharis, since the Sefer Torah is not there, v'omdim sham rak b'ofen aroy, and you're just standing there on a temporary basis, and therefore it's allowed. Brings down as well from the Priya Soda, Shatam Shetiru Labon and Lamod Kane Bofan Aroy, because the rabbi is standing up there only on a temporary period of time. Machma Shiyesh Bazet Talmud Torah, the rabbin, because this is also a great mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to do so. Finally, Dear Shufu number 5 brings down, for those who have the custom that they take out all the Sifrei Torah, as we brought down yesterday from the Ramah, so he brings down, Shiyesh Lotzi Gamas the Sefer Torah Hapsulim, you take out even the Apostle ones, this is brought down from the Stipel Gon. And he says, Kach Nogu B'chol Tutzos Yisrael. This is the custom or widespread throughout Klal Yisrael. And then he says that those that follow to bring out the 7 Sifrei Torah, like the Ramah brought down in the name of the Ma'ariel. So he says, I mentioned this yesterday, he brings out from the Sefer, Nahag Kitzon Yosef, Sheminhag Lahotzi Shiva Sifrei Torah, Ulacha Kol HaKofa, B'chazivin Sifrei Torah, Acha L'mekomo. That you'll know, so to say, which HaKofa you're up to by bringing one back each time. And this is the opinion of the Levush as well, that this is a nice minhag. That catches us up with the several Dirshu footnotes that were important from yesterday. Now we can go to the Ramah. Ramah said further in yesterday's shir, at the end of Sif Aleph, Ubishabbos Emakifin. Now Shabbos, we do not go around with hakafos for the Hoshanas, albeit we say the Hoshanas, Bimusin Sefer Torah. We likewise don't take a Sefer Torah out from the Aron. We open up the Aron Kodesh, but we don't take the Sefer Torah out and bring it to the Bima, Al HaBima. We don't put it on the Bima. Mishabur explains Sif Kotan Dalid, Lefi Shigan B'Mikdosh Lo Yunot L'Na Rov B'Shabbos, because they didn't take their Rov in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. V'Koshkein Lefi Min Hagein Hoshanam Makivim B'Lulav. And certainly, since we go and do the Hakovas with the Lulav, which we don't take on Shabbos, and a Lulav Nitol B'Shabbos, that's why we don't do it. Sivkot and Hev, Ein Motzin Sefer Torah, we don't take out a Sefer Torah. Kivan, Ein Mekifit. He brings down from the dog of Miravavit, since we're not going to go around, so don't take this Sefer Torah out. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav tells us, Rak Poskin Oron HaKodesh. On Shabbos, we just open up the Oron HaKodesh, we open Hoshanas, we say the Hoshanas, well, the Sefer Torah is inside, Ukilikameh, as we've already explained before, and we'll see again in a moment. Broke down the name of the Achronim. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Noagim Lahakif Af Mish Ein Lulav. The Minog that the Mechaber brings down, and this is from the Orchos Chaim in the name of the Yesh Omrim. He says that you should go and circle the bima with the Sefer Torah on it, even if you don't have a lulav and esrog. However, the Ramah says that's not a minhag. Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, Shemish Ein Lo Lulav. The Ramah brings down this Yesh Omrim that says if you don't have a lulav, Ein O Meikif V'chei Noagin, that you don't go around, and that is in fact the Ashkenazi custom according to Ramah. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin adds, Uviyom Hashvi, on Hoshana Rabbah, in main lulav, if you don't have a lulav, but you're Yakiva Bar Rav, then you can go around with an Abrav. The Ramah continues and he says, Uviyom Hashvi, on the seventh day, on Hoshana Rabbah, Nolin Har Rava, im Halulav Lahakif. He brings out from the Beis Yosef that you go and take both the lulav and Asog and the Arava when you do the Akafos for the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches brings down others that disagree. He says, Ayin Lekamen and Simen Tof Reish Samach Dalet, and you would say a couple of days from now, Siv Zayin and the Ramah Bahagah, the Yosatosha Lo Lechaber Arava im Halulav Klal. That we don't connect the Arava separate from the Arava that's in the Lulav already, but the Arava for all those Shanas, we don't connect that to the Lulav. The King Kasu Shem Arizal, Shalol Lechaberim Klal im Halulav. We don't connect them. Rak Acher Kaddish Skabel, right? After you finish the Kaddish Skabel, after those Shanas, Oz Kach Biotcha Arava, then you take the separate Arava for Shana Rabba, the Sachbot Hei Pomim Bekaka, and you hit it five times on the ground. However, the Shalah says differently. Shalah Kosav, Kishamagi Al Tane Amunim. When you reach that capital of Tane Amunim, then Oz Miniach Lulav, you put the Lulav down, Vikach Ho Arava, and then you take the Arava in your hand. The issue foot number 6 brings down from the Arizal that there's a minute to bang 5 times Badafka on the ground, and he adds, Shetov la'achar shechovar al-gabi akarka yachvod al-gabi kelim l'hosus alam. Says there's another minog that you go bang on some sort of utensil, on a chair, let's say, to go and remove the leaves. Achin tzorech l'hosus kol alam, but you don't have to remove all the leaves. And he says the reasoning behind this, the first dude on the karka, is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, shim yachvod t'chil al-gabi kelim, if you do it first on the kelim, v'yosus alam, you get rid of all the leaves. Yochel liyos shikrar tipotzel arava. The arava might not be a kosher arava, and you won't be makabel the mitzvah properly of doing the chavot agabi karka. And he says, "Mashi yesh nogim lachavot ad sheiplu kol alim." Why did they get this custom to get rid of all the leaves? Shemirah chayi yodim shuminik shel tinokos mishum simcha. It's for the children to give them great pleasure of clapping and clapping and clapping till all the leaves come off. He brings up from the Ben Ishchai, Shekoshes Sorich Lachvo Davka Agabi Karka Olam. You should do it on the ground of the world. Lo Agabi Karka Mirutzefes, and not on a paved floor, be avonim with stones or with wood. And he brings up from the Kavach Chaim, Shekach Mevor B'Zohar. This is based upon the Zohar. Ramo continues and he says, Mishair Lo Evo B'Chag. If somebody Nebuch became an Ovel on Sukkis in a Makif, he doesn't go around. And likewise, V'Chein Ovel Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. If somebody is an Ovel all the year of his avelus for his mother or his father, the minig is not to do the Hoshanas, he doesn't do the Hakafos, and the Chenogu. He brings down the Kobo, this is the commonly accepted custom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes, the Ksiv, Pasuk says, Usmachtim l'fei Hashem l'kechem Shiva Shalom, you should be happy all days of Sukkos, and this Nebuch person is an Avelus, Ubishas Hakafa, and this happiness should be during the Hakafos, as brought down by Vilna Gaon, and Nebuch, this person, is personally unhappy because of his loss. The issue for number 7 brings down, based upon this Ramah, that specifically says for a mother or father, but for the other Krovim, that it's only 30 days of Avelus, you could go and do these Hakafos. And this is also the opinion of Dogel Merubava. V'shalokim o'shikos v'prim u'gadim, not like the Prim u'gadim says, and the Gesher Chaim say, Shagam Avel o'shar krovim miso shloshim eno ma'ikif. If it's during the 30-day period of the shloshim for the other 5 relatives, you do not do the Hakafos either. And he says, V'avsha Avel eno ma'ikif, even though the Avel doesn't do the Hakafos, V'shalom Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'nochon shi'achsik a sefer Torah b'shas HaKofos. As I mentioned, this is a very common custom that he holds a sefer Torah in the middle of the bima. K'deish lo yinikar ha'dover v'yeh kaveles b'feres. Otherwise, it looks like he's publicly mourning by not going around, sitting in his place, and therefore he holds a sefer Torah. It's not such a public avelus. Finally, he says, if the Rav of the Shul, Rachmona Lutzlan, is an Avel, so then by the fact that he doesn't go around, that would be Ovel B'Fahesi as well. So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, Zatzal, brings down Shochel HaKiv, that the Rav can go around, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe, adds, Sherav O'ir, Shu Evel, Yochel HaKiv, can also go around, because it's a Tzorech Gadol, the Tzorech HaRabim. Everybody needs him to show them the right way to do this. And the Yochel Shulchan adds, Sherav O'ir, Muchroch HaKiv, he doesn't have a choice, he has to go around, but he doesn't explain why. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion, and it's brought down in the Baragola, this is the tour, in the name of Rav Shira Groen, Yesh Misha Omer, She'ein Omrim Hoshana B'Shabbos, that you don't say the Hoshanas on Shabbos, however, V'lo Nogu Kein. The Mechaber says that's not the commonly accepted custom, we do Hoshanas on Shabbos, not like this opinion, and the Mishbura explains in Sivkoin Yud, the reasoning was, Tamam, the Bnei HaTinokos, the children are going to see that you're doing Hoshanas, and She'ishwa Hoshomer B'Shabbos, Kamo B'Chol, they say, whoa, there's no difference between Shabbos and a weekday. And the little children will make a mistake and they'll grab the lulav and esrog. So Rav Shira Groen said, don't do Hoshanas on Shabbos. However, the Mishmur says, as did the Mechaber, lo nagu kein, that's not the commonly accepted minhag, the kivin shema kivin b'Shabbos. But since the children will see that you don't do the hokafos on the Hoshanas, mizbor lehem b'mesh ein makivin, they'll understand that you don't take the lulav and esrog, and therefore it won't lead to a takkola. With this, we conclude beautiful simon Tof Reish Samach and start Tof Reish Samach Aleph. Tof Reish Samach Aleph is very short. And it deals with the halachos of the Kiddush on the second night, which we've already discussed previously. So he tells us, Sifkot and Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Belel Yontov Sheni Omer Kiddush, on the second night in Chutz Laaretz, you make Kiddush on the second night of Yontov as well, Yontov Sheni Shogolios. And here he says, Uzman, you say the Shechianu, immediately Achrov Miyad. As soon as you say, Mekadish Yisrov Yazmanim, you make the Shechianu, and then afterwards you make the Leishav HaSukkah. V'yachakach Birchas Sukkah. And he says, Duz Das HaRosh, the Ramah says, this is the opinion of the Rosh, the Chain Royal Linuk, and this is the accepted custom that the Ramah says you should follow. In other words, the first night you make the Leisha Basukah before the Shechianu, and the second night you make the Shechianu before the Leisha Basukah. We had already mentioned this previously, we'll see it again now. That's because on the first night the Shechianu goes not only on the Yontif, it also goes on the Sukkah. So it makes sense to make the Bracha on Leisha Basukah first and then the Shechianu. On the second night you already Yotze with the Shechianu that you made on the first night, even if it wasn't Sukkot, because you're technically allowed to make the Shechianu on the Sukkah even before Sukkot starts, when you make the Sukkah. And therefore, on the second night, you don't want to have any Hefsek in between Mekadosh Yisrov Yazmanim and the Shechianu. It goes on the Yontif, and therefore, this is the opinion that's brought down here by the Rosh, that you should go and make the Shechianu immediately after Mekadosh Yisrov Yazmanim, and afterwards you can say the Leisha Basukkah. That's the opinion that we have now over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot and Aleph, the Zman Lokoi Elo Akiddush V'lo Asukah. As I've already explained, I've said pretty much outside everything that we're going to have over here in this Mishnah Berurah series, and he says that the Shechianu goes on the Kiddush, Mekadosh Yisrov Yazmanim, and not on the Leisha Basukkah, which you already did the day before. The Afim Yom Rishon Chol Yotze B'Zman Desukah, because even if the first day really Sfeika the Yomo was not Yontif, we know it is, but let's say it wasn't, so then technically you were Yotze with the Shechianu on the Sukkah then. Because the logora meilu berach zman b'shas asiyas sukkah diyosa. Because what happens if a person makes a shechianu when he makes the sukkah? He makes the sukkah on yud beis. So he makes a shechianu then you yotze. Hilkach tzorish shelo lahavsik b'sukkah being kiddush l'zman. Therefore, the commonly accepted custom is not to make a hefsik in between the zman, the shechianu, on the yom when we say mekadosh yisrov yazmanim, and not interrupt it with the leisha b'sukkah. However, for whatever the reason, it was pouring rain, and you couldn't eat in the sukkah on the first night of the first day at all, so then, then you never made the Leisha B'Sukkah on the first day, so then, now on the second night, when you're making the Leisha B'Sukkah, the Shechianu goes on the Leisha B'Sukkah as well, and that you do the way you normally would do it on the first night, on the second night, because you never made the Shechianu on the sukkah at that point in time. The Mishbur Sivkon Beis says that the Ramah Paskins, this is the way to do this, as we just pointed out. And Mishbur Sivkon Beis says, Vinehod Radvaz, Chelik, Aleph, Simon, Memvav, Varashal. Both the Radvaz and the Marshal disagree. Daitam, Kavio Ezri. They say, like the Avi Ezri, that you don't switch it around. The Lolum Sukkah, Yachar Kach Zman, that you always make the Leisha B'Sukkah, and then you make the Shechianu first night and second night. We call Mokom Lo Mikri Hefsik. They say that's not considered a Hefsik, that you have the Leisha B'Sukkah before the Shechianu. Mashom Bintai and Birchat Sukkah. Bedumia, and it's analogous, the Anu Omrim Kishachol Yontav Motzi Shabbos Yaknaz. It's no different than if the second night were to be Motzi Shabbos, which can't happen according to our calendar, because we have Lo Adu Rosh, so the first day can never be on a Friday, so therefore the second day can never be Matzi Shabbos, but theoretically that could happen, at least Bizman Hariya, when they had the witnesses come and say when it was Rosh Chodesh. So since then, even though the Shechianu has nothing to do with the Avdullah, Kiim ala Kiddush, it only goes on the Kiddush. Nevertheless, we don't say the Havdalah is a Hefsik. Hachinami, Hazman Chozer al Kiddush Shalav Nesukah. The Zman, the Shechianu, is not interrupted by this extra part, and therefore it's not interrupted by the Leisha Basukah as well. And he says, V'yesh me'achronim she'atiku l'dinim k'mosam. There are achronim. He brings down in the Shaaretz Zion, Oz Gimel, that this includes the Trubas Hadesha, the Bach, the Taz, the Nod B'Yehuda, and it's also in the Maaseh Rav. And against them, there are many achronim as well. She'atiku k'ashulchan aruch v'ramah. And this is the Derech HaChayim, the Chayodim, the Yosef Ometz, and Hetik Alavush, like the Shulchan Aruch as well. And he brings down the many other Bishonim that are like the Rosh as well. And these include Hari Bar Shimshon, Rabbi Menachem, the Virmash, the Rash Alevi, the Ri Midura, other Rishonim, Akin Daito Shalom Lozus Min HaShulchan Aruch V'Ramah. Therefore, he concludes that you should follow this V'chein Noagin, V'chein Roy Linog, that the Ramah says, based upon the Mechaber, that you should switch it around. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Mikol Mokom, Nir Li, Akhre Shekam Akhorim Eskimu L'Rashal Bar Ravaz, Eman HaKoch Limchos B'Yodin. He says, you can't protest the people that don't do it that way. And however they do it, it's perfectly fine. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says himself. You don't protest somebody that wants to do it the same way they did on the first night. You don't protest that they do it differently on the second night. Each way is perfectly fine. Has great, great tzaddikim to rely upon. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, If a couple of families are eating the same sukkah, so they shouldn't make different kiddushes. Everybody should follow one minhag. Now, Chassidim v'Anshei Ma'isa osim l'zeh chasim chas v'esa shoeva. Then he tells us that the Chassidim and Anshei Ma'isa, the great people, would go make a zikaron for the simchas v'esa shoeva, the great, great events that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, so they would make a simchas v'esa shoeva in the sukkah. Lios ne'orim b'leilos, they would stay up all night, shel chol ha'moed, sukkos of chol ha'moed sukkos, u'laharbos v'zimus u'shvachim. They wouldn't just have frivolous, drunken get-togethers. No, chas v'shal, they would gather together and sing zmiros and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'marbim ne'eros v'sukkah b'leilos elo, and they would have lots of lights in the sukkah on these nights. And Gamba Harbi Bati Medrashos, Nogul Harbos Beneros with Philos Arvis. They would add additional lights when they would have Marvin Shul, the Cholomoid, the Chakaze, and Cholomoid. He then points out that there's a great discussion about this in the Sefer Yisod, the Shorosh Havoda, Ayin Shom Sherechuzeh. He has a great lengthy discussion about this, which we'll see a little bit in Dirshu Foot number 3. But first, we're going to do Dirshu Foot number 1, where he says that this custom of switching it around the second night, that's only for the second night. Everybody agrees on the first night that you make the Leisha Basukah and then you make the Shechiyano. Finally, we'll conclude today's share with some of the findings in Dirshu Foot number 3. He brings down, if somebody does a real Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Sukkah, it's not a frivolous event, but does it to remind the wonderful, great grandeur and beauty of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash, Ashri Chalko, praiseworthy is such a person and his lot. Even if he does it by himself. And the Sod, the Shoresh HaAvoda says, my chelik should be with him. Yei chalki imo. It's great praise. He brings down from the Siddur Beis Yaakov and the Ayvitz, if you don't allow yourself to go and get involved in this simcha, he can get paid back for not participating. But if you're doing this for your own personal aggrandizement, and you're doing this to show yourself off, you're a chote, a sinner, and a shote, and a fool. In regards to what mizmorim should you say, so he brings down from the Yisod Yishor Shavodah as well, she is zamer me'apiyutim shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, you sing some of the piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, such as Ein Kalokeinu and Tilim, etc. And he brings down b'sefer Ir HaKodesh v'Haminog, that Shahaminog lomar tesva pirkei shir malas, you say the 15 shir malasin. And the stipler gone brought down, hitchil omrim rak kishir minyan. He would only say the 15 shir malas when they had a minyan. And he says from the sefer Ezar Elio, that the Vilna Gaon was knowing to say various other kapitloch on Simchas Beis HaShoeva Ayin Shom. And he says, what about musical instruments? You know, you're not allowed to play musical instruments on Chol HaMoed. So there are those that bring down that it's also to do so because you may come to fix them. But he brings down many great gedolim that said it's perfectly acceptable to do so, and that seems to be the commonly accepted custom for those that have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva that they do bring out musical instruments. What about paying these people? Normally allowed to get paid for working on Chol HaMoed, so he brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you're allowed to pay them as well because they may not want to come if it's for free, and therefore you're allowed to go and pay them. And he says, even in Yerushalayim, where there was a gzera against being menagin b'klei shir, he brings down from Rav Sternbach, Shlita, in the Shelos and Shuvas, Shuvas and Hagos, Shemikol Mokom Mutal Lenagin B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva. You can't go play even in Yerushalayim on musical instruments because the whole gzera was Davka all year long and not on Chag HaSukos, where it's Simchas HaChag. Finally, is an Ovel allowed to participate in Simchas Beis HaShoeva? He brings down different opinions. and maybe not fully participate, but only partially participate. And finally, if you're a ben chutz la'aretz, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, so for them, it's the second night, it's Chol HaMoed, and therefore, they're doing all sorts of things that are permitted on Chol HaMoed, such as musical instruments, etc., you are allowed to go and participate with them as well, because it's a Simchas Yontif, and you're not allowed to do the Yisurim yourself. You can play the musical instruments, but you can be there and listen. With this, we conclude this beautiful Simanim and today's Shir.